Theater 5 presents The Hunters.
It's right here beside your knapsack.
Oh, gee, thanks. I must have left it there when I cleaned my rifle last night.
Sleeping bag ready?
Sure is. Boy, I hope he gets here soon. It's a long drive up to Canyon City.
Well, you know what your father's like.
Yeah.
Don't be too disappointed, Ken.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if he shouldn't get here at all.
Oh, but he's never let me down on a hunting trip, Mom.
No, that's true.
Other things, maybe, but never a hunting trip. Besides, this is a big one, way up in the mountains. Not just rabbits and stuff like that. This is for real hunting. He told me that on the phone. There he is.
Hiya, Kenny boy. How's the big white hunter? You ready for mountain lion?
He says, Dad, I'm ready for anything.
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Bill.
Get your gear, Sahib. It's a two-day drive before we see the whites of their savage eyes.
I left my coat upstairs.
How you been, Ruth?
Fine. You?
Never better. The steam of your breath spells October out there, have you noticed?
I'm sure you'll both enjoy it.
You getting along all right?
Yes, thank you. I guess you're wondering why I let him go with you.
In a way.
Well, I don't know, Bill. Somehow, you seem to get a hold of yourself when you're out hunting with him. Of course, he's never done this big game thing before.
And you're worried about how responsible I'll be.
If you make me say it, yes.
I haven't had a drink for a month.
Good.
But you don't think it counts.
Okay, Dad. I've got everything. Jacket, rifle, knapsack, sleeping bag.
Kilimanjaro, here we come.
Tired?
No.
You think a lot, don't you?
You always told me I should.
What about?
Lots of things.
Death and immortality?
Who cares about that stuff?
Ken, you don't resent me, do you?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
First thing you got to remember, Dad, we used to be together. Now we're not. It's different.
Yeah, I guess so. Remember when we first went hunting?
Oh, like rabbits and stuff.
Well, don't run it down. It was fun.
It was kid stuff.
Well, now you're a big game man, huh?
Well, you said I was.
I meant it. You know why?
Why?
Because I respect you.
You think you'll ever come back home?
You'd have to ask your mother.
Dad?
Yeah?
When did all that stuff start?
Oh, I don't know, Ken. The war, maybe. I drank a lot overseas. It was pretty hard to take where I was.
Guys dying?
Yeah, guys dying.
Guys you knew?
Guys I knew.
I guess I'll take a little nap, okay?
Yeah, pillow right there.
I'll get up soon.
Now that's a bunch of la-di-da you keep handing him. Guys dying, your tortured spirit. Most torture you went through was wondering where you could promote a quart.
Why don't you get off my back?
He's a smart kid. He knows what you've done to him and his mother. He hates your guts, and why not? So here you are, the two of you, way off in nowhere. You think you can take a week of this without a drink? You have a bottle hidden in your knapsack. What are you trying to prove? That you can do without it? You're getting the shakes already.
All right. Leave me alone. There we are. Plenty of tent for two men, huh?
Hey, Dad, catch.
What?
Knapsack.
Hey, wait!
Huh? What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll take it. I packed a jar of pickles. I don't know where.
You want me to find them?
No, it's all right. No. Get your sleeping bag ready.
Oh, boy. Smell that air, huh?
You like it, don't you, Ken?
Are they really out there? Elk and deer and all that stuff?
Sure are. Bear and mountain lion and all that stuff, too. If you really feel like playing for keeps. We'll get some shut-eye and strike out about dawn, okay?
We really going for mountain lion?
You feel up to it, don't you?
If you say so, just tell me when.
You're 16, Ken. Almost a man. You're a hunter, too. I watched you turn into one. That's why I've got confidence in you.
I guess I wouldn't have known anything without you.
Confidence is a big thing, Ken. When men are climbing mountains strapped to each other, they've got to have confidence, haven't they?
Boy, yeah. Boy, you got to believe in a guy to do that.
Well, we're not climbing mountains that way, but there's self-confidence, too, isn't there?
I guess so.
You know, I've been thinking, maybe when we get up in the morning, maybe we'll go separate ways.
Alone?
Well, you're a hunter. There's twice the chance of a kill.
Well, sure.
Well, I've got confidence in you. How do you feel?
Well, I know how to track, and I know how to pick out a bearing.
What's your bearing on this camp, right now, in the dark?
I watched it on the way up. If I go north, Jackson's Peak is over there.
But you know how close or how far?
Sure, you said I'm a hunter. I could keep it in sight.
We'll talk about it in the morning.
Dad?
Yeah?
You're pretty good out here.
Good night, Ken.
Good night.
Pretty good out here. Well, I guess it's something anyway. Better than being nobody anywhere. When he was a baby, we didn't have problems like this. Even later, when he was 7. Oh, I was the guy then. But I knew I was sick. Why didn't I do something? Now he's almost a man. Hunting's a good thing for him. There's a kind of honor about it, an ethic, almost a mystique.
What are you holding on to?
What?
What are you holding on to inside the knapsack?
Well, the bottle, of course.
Okay. Good night.
Kenny? I'll make some coffee. Ken? Where is he? Ken? Where the devil is he?
What's that sitting over there on the rock?
Now, what the devil right did he have to do that? This bottle was in my knapsack under my head. He had to go fishing around like a thief in the night and drag it out? What right? And where the devil is he? Ken? Ken?
Now, wait. Don't start yelling. Maybe he just went off for wood. Maybe he put the bottle there looking for something else in your knapsack.
He's got no right to go off sore because of a bottle of liquor.
Now, wait. Hold it. You told him he could go.
But not sore, not angry, not hating me. What right did he have? The boy's got to learn some respect for me. I'll teach him respect.
Wait. You're all off. He's gone the way you told him to go. Bottle's got nothing to do with it. You said you'd go separate ways, and that's all he's done.
Why does he have to worry me this way? Well, one drink will be all right.
No, hold it. You can't drink with him out there alone. What if you have to go out and find him?
Worry. Where is he? Ken, is that you? Pheasant. 6 hours now. Should have come back for lunch. That kid will drive me crazy. Those ridges are treacherous. One misstep and... Suppose he wounded something big. A bear. A mountain lion.
He could get himself clawed to death. A kid like that takes chances, especially the way he may be feeling. Why did he have to pull that bottle out and set it up like an advertisement of what he knew? Everybody knows something about somebody. Is he something special because he knows? He's some kind of judge? I don't need a judge. I don't even know if he's lost or run away. What am I supposed to do? He told me he could take a bearing on Jackson's Peak, but the air up here does peculiar things to distances. You don't know where you are. Oh, what I need is a drink. Where the devil is he? Ken! Ken!
No, don't do that. If you scare off the game, you'll lose face with him as a hunter. It's about the only thing you've got left.
What was that? Ken! Oh, all right, I'll follow the sound. There's my rifle.
Thank heaven you know something about this.
Now, wait a minute. There are hunters all over these mountains. That didn't have to be Ken.
Well, look for him anyway.
And leave the camp? If he comes back and there's nobody here, we'd really be lost from each other.
All right, don't panic. Don't panic. Write him a note. Tell him to stay put when he gets here. Don't tip it, you're worried. Just say you went out for game. Tell him to wait.
Where'll I put it?
Under the bottle on the rock.
Oh, good idea. Show him it hasn't been opened. Casual. Just where he left it. Show him it's a question of faith. Teach him faith.
Uh-oh, you got nerves. You going out there without a drink? This is a bad situation.
I know. But lately I don't know what a drink's going to do. I can get swagged on a thimbleful. Maybe I'd never get to him.
All right. Put the bottle in your knapsack. What are you going to do with the note?
Stake it on a twig. Drive it into the ground. There it is. A little white flag. You can't miss it.
Now get going. Find him.
Ken? Kenny! Oh, now it's night. He doesn't know big game at night. A lion could leap off a bluff and... Ken! What's that? A campfire! Hurry. Just like him to set up somewhere and let me stew. Pulling that bottle out that way. What does he want me to do? Drive me crazy? Has he got a right to be some kind of avenging angel? We're going to have a long talk. Ken?
What's the matter, Mac?
What?
Looking for somebody?
Oh, my boy. I thought this was his camp. Is he with you?
Oh, we got no kids. Just me and Joe. Huh? The rest are out after elk.
Hiya, Mac.
Why? I don't know. Do you mind if I sit down? My boy, 16. Dawn this morning, he went off. He said he could bear on Jackson's Peak, but I haven't seen him since. It's 12 hours now. 12 hours. I've got to find him, you know?
Sure, Mac. Take it easy. Look, we've got 9 guys in this party. Game they can always hunt. We'll find the kid.
Oh, would you? Would you help me? Would you?
But besides, the Ranger's got a helicopter.
Please. They've got to find him. They've got to.
You're a wreck, fella. What you need is a nice drink.
Yeah, maybe.
No service. Just a bottle.
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter?
Maybe I better not.
Whatever you say.
I've got to find him.
Sure, Mac. Don't worry.
These are nice guys. Really nice.
Besides, you've got your own bottle.
Joe, you go on up the canyon.
Okay.
We'll search at the bottom of the trail here. If he fell off the ridge...
No, don't say that. Please, don't...
Sorry.
All night long. Where is he?
Well, it's light enough for the helicopter now. That thing gets around.
They've got to find him. They've got to. He's all I've got. He's my boy.
Try to get hold of yourself. I'll be down by the creek if you need me.
Yeah, sure. If he's dead, I'll never get hold of myself. Never again.
Oh, brother, if you ever needed a drink.
Why does that thing keep beating up there? It's like some nightmare played over and over. Stop it, stop it. It's like the machine guns at Lingayen when everybody got mowed down. What a day that was. Blood everywhere.
Oh, shut up.
What?
If you're gonna drink, then drink. But stop using that cheap excuse of the war. Go on, get drunk if you have to. There are plenty of other guys searching for Kent. You'd never be missed.
All right. All right, just enough to get a hold of myself. Oh, baby, how I need you. Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean, other guys?
Nobody else can find him. That's your job. Yours and his. You've got to find each other, and nobody else can help. You understand? Only you. Only you. Only you.
Only me, eh? Only me? All right.
There!
Can't. 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 Ken? Is that you, Ken?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mac. I just came up to your camp to see if he showed up.
No. Oh, the search party's quit, hasn't it?
Well, they've called off the helicopter.
And the hunters?
Look, you're just killing yourself with worry.
Why not?
This is no good. Now, here, take a drink of this. It'll help you get hold of yourself.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If he's gone, there's not much else that matters. Thanks.
Now, take a good slug of it. Here, look. I'll leave the bottle. I'll go and find Marty.
He's right. Go on. Take a good one. Cop out. It's what you've always done. He was just a boy. Wipe it out. A life for a drink. This is the best you can do for him. Wipe it out.
Thanks, just the same. I think I'll make some coffee. What was that?
Dad? Ken! Oh, boy! Oh, Ken.
Ken, my boy, where have you been? Where have you been?
About everywhere, I guess.
Oh, Ken.
Oh, boy. Gee, I'm tired.
Am I glad to see you?
You know, I must have walked 100 miles.
Yeah, sit down. Sit down by the fire. Okay. Tell me, what happened? What happened?
Well, like I told you, I was taking my bearing from Jackson's Peak, but when the sun started to come up, the peak got kind of lost.
And well?
I kept following where I thought it was, but well, I was bearing on the pass all the time.
Oh.
Gee, it must be 40 miles away. And all the time I kept thinking I was coming back. Oh, gee, Dad, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right, boy. You're here.
Yeah. I just went out to think about some things. I didn't mean to stay so long.
Okay. You get your thinking done?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so did I. From now on, we're going to have some rules, some big rules.
Boy, I guess we need them.
And for the rest of the trip, nobody gets out of sight, you understand? Nobody goes off alone.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wonders where the other guy is. We're going to know all the time where we are. We're going to know where we are together, you understand? All the time.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. You want some coffee?
Okay.
Theater 5 has presented The Hunters, written by Richard McCracken, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, George Petrie, Fran Carlin, Peter Fernandez, Jack Hurdle, and Marco Daniels. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.